Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason, and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin, and I'm Babe. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm over here watching the waveforms.
Yeah, that's your favorite thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And that.
In it. Just watching those waveforms. It is sort of like, yeah, I guess it's basically the same as being at the ocean, watching the waves gently lapping at the shore, you know? Just staring at GarageBand while you're making weird noises and stuff. And
I don't get that feeling myself.
Altogether being super hilarious.
You know, to each their own, as they say.
Yeah, man, truer words were never spoken. To each their own. Yeah. So, man, I kind of got into a tizzy today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I think you know already, but I'll tell
our lovely listeners.
I'll weave a yarn for the listeners.
Yeah.
It's been a day of extreme polar opposites. For earlier this afternoon, I was deep into the North Pole, the magnetic north on the globe of this day.
On the globe of this day, yeah.
Imagine this day as a globe. Okay. Spinning in space.
Uh-huh.
All right? Got it?
Got it.
Yeah, so anyway, I went from, you know, having a very nice, relaxing day. We had kind of a little day date together.
Yeah, it was nice.
Had a nice breakfast. The kid was volunteering at the kid job. It was nice. We got to spend some quality time together.
We did. We even went to Costco, which I hate Costco. But I even enjoyed going there with you.
That's how you know it's true love, man.
That's how you know it's true love, because I haven't been there in like 2 years.
I mean, not only did we go to Costco, but we also, after Costco, were like, fuck, man, let's really like jab like nails and shit into our face. Whatever, fuck. And so we went to Target. And like Lowe's.
And then we were, that was it.
That was it, man.
That was enough.
That was all we had energy for. But yeah, so anyway, I guess like before that, and even during that, it was a very nice, relaxing day. Had some nice little snuggles, some snuggle time.
And then what happened?
And then I got into a fucking tizzy, man.
So you went from North Pole.
Yeah.
Zero relaxation, no stress.
Yeah.
And then where'd you go?
I started doing like some computer work and budgeting. I made some really good progress. But man, I was in the fucking death zone. I was above 9,000 meters in the Himalaya.
So you were still in the north. You didn't go to the south. You were stuck up there in the north. Because you started in the north, but then you went to the Himalayas.
But the Himalaya isn't the north.
Farther south of the North Pole.
It's definitely farther south, but it's closer to the equator. But yeah.
Well, what would happen if you went to the South Pole?
That's what I did. I descended into hell. The South Pole is hell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I went from very pleasant, the bone zone kind of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, good day times to like just fucking like
hulked
out computer working.
So,
and like I was doing budgeting and I was finding all these things that we've been talking about, making lists and stuff like that. Like
you went into the red zone.
Yeah. It's like, you know, picture like some like montage, opening credits montage of like a, you know, some sort of like savant genius, like detective or something like that, like solving a case or like, or whatever. That was me in there, man. I was like, boom, 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 putting links in the task management system.
Oh, we're doing
all kinds of shit.
I love it.
But man, like.
But you know what you did?
It jacked me up.
You know, this is what happens.
I got mad.
It's all work and no play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like, oh, it jacked me up. It jacked up Jack. Who is a dull boy.
Is that you?
If it's all work and no play. I guess it wasn't all work and no play.
Well, no, we actually did have some fun.
It was fairly well balanced.
I mean, it was sort of balanced. But I think for you, when you get into the work zone, like into the focus zone, like you really, there is no element of balance. Like you are so deep into it that it's like you've left the building.
Yeah, it could be like, oh, I've been like banging my head against this wall trying to complete this task for like 10 hours. This is not today, but like let's say like an hour or something like that. Let's just keep doing that and see if it works. If we do it like for, I don't know, like a couple more days.
Why don't you know when you're doing that? Maybe you ought to like get my attention. I can slap you around for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we just need a little wrestling match to bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if Jack or whatever from The Shining, if Wendy was like, I mean, she did great and everything. Don't get me wrong. But like if she, you know, had the power to like do like a blast double leg takedown and like stuff, you know, Jack into the floor of the fucking hotel, you know, and just like, ugh. I guess she got him pretty good with the bat or something one time.
Yeah. Right? I don't think it really worked, though.
Well, it allowed her to get away.
Yeah. It didn't cure him, though.
There was no cure for Jack at that point. All work and no play had definitely made Jack a dull boy.
Well, we're trying to avoid that here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It is really a slippery slope.
This is part of my therapy right now.
Yeah, and this is why I'm wearing my business suit.
You are all business, aren't you?
I'm all business. I'm all numbers and business.
All you need is a short skirt and a long jacket, and you'd be...
I know. I'd be that dream girl from that cake song.
Yeah.
I mean, I could very easily get those things. I mean, that description of that person isn't that far off, unfortunately. I mean, you know, I do have eyes that burn like cigarettes.
Yeah, that sounds evil.
I mean, when I get mad, watch out.
It's sort of like me getting into the zone.
Yeah.
Doing something on the computer or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, this experience left me wishing that I could just achieve that level of focus on like something that I have to do sometime, like during the week, like say for work or something.
Yeah.
I can, but it's like my back has to be so up against the wall. Like with, you know, fucking, there's wolves like jumping at me and stuff. And I'm just barely moving out of the way.
That's not good.
No, that's how, man.
See, I like to do this thing where like I get stuff done and like as fast as possible. So I can fuck off and go do something else. Because I'm like, I'll be damned if I'm going to be chained to this computer all goddamn day.
That's so rational and responsible of you. don't you want to do that thing where you can, what is that Japanese thing where you stay up late?
Yeah.
That you like make it a point to like keep staying up late.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're going to fucking show everybody.
Oh yeah.
Like I can stay up late.
Well, I've done that, obviously.
That's your shit.
That's called a revenge, bedtime revenge or whatever. But you could use it for tasks. You could be like, instead of procrastinating, just turn it around and be like, I'm going to kill them. Kill these tasks. They're dead to me.
Today's episode brought to you by Golden State Cider, 100% fresh pressed West Coast apples. This is my bear juice of choice recently.
Thanks.
I'm addicted to this shit.
Thanks, Chopper Dave.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, did I bring that Chopper Dave energy?
Thanks for that.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks for announcing our non-sponsored sponsor.
It is delicious, and I'm being super hip.
Oh, I know.
Because
everybody knows that mason jars are like on trend, you guys. I'm sorry, was that too judgy?
Fuck you, man. No. That's like 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
I'm like 2011 late.
You know what? It doesn't matter though. Because, I mean, if you like it, then you just do what you like. All these trends are just so you'll buy things. That's it. If you got something you like to do, don't worry about trends, man.
I bought that cider.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, man.
That's right.
I am consumer.
You're consumer bear?
I consume. How do you think you say that? Jamaica? Jamaica? Hi. Jamaica?
Is this a quiz? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would have said Hamaca.
Okay. Hamaca.
But I don't know. It sounds like Hanukkah. So probably not. I don't know.
Hamaca.
But is it?
Hamaca Shlamaca.
Is it? That's not like a Spanish word. So it's probably Jamaica?
Well, so I think there's like a hibiscus flower, like drink that's like a. Sort of like, you know, they'll have like some weird melon juice and like the hibiscus flower shit. And it's usually in like a weird thing from like a convenience store in the 70s or something like that. Right. And then that's also where like the horchata will be or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Are you talking about like the dispenser thing that they have?
Yeah, well, I was talking about that, but I'm saying I think it's like a hibiscus thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe that word means hibiscus. We can find out later on the gaggle.
Yeah, we'll crowdsource it. Yeah, man. Hit us up on teambabe.life.
Yeah, and what?
And
leave a comment.
Yeah, we're going to have a special page there where Charlie's going to demonstrate how to make a special paper airplane. You take that paper airplane, write your message on it, drive up Interstate 5.
Wow, that's very hipster of you. You know, not to use any digital like technology in order to deliver messages.
Make sure your car like doesn't have any electronics or whatever other than just like the regular spark plugs, you know.
Mine's almost there, you know.
Yeah, I've heard the starter on that thing. Holy shit, man. You have to put a starter in it soon.
No, I just put a starter in it.
I didn't put a starter in it?
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
The starter's bad.
I know. I think I'm just going to use it till it won't start anymore, and then I'll deal with it later. That's my plan. So speaking of juice, have you heard about this amazing substance called Melon Mountain Dew? Blech.
Yeah, I've
talk
heard
about to me
it.
About it, babe.
I'm not gonna talk to you about it.
Why?
I think it's gotten just like too much airplay recently.
Have you tried it?
No.
Only get it at Taco Bell?
It's special.
Okay, or can you buy it somewhere else besides Taco Bell?
Well, I think the issue is like when you're at Taco Bell. And you're getting one of those, like, those new Taco Bell signature queso lupas.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need something substantial and delicious to wash that down.
Yeah.
And perhaps that is a swig of Major Melon Mountain Dew, or Mtn Dew, as I realized it is now. Like, they don't spell out mountain anymore. Like, MTN. Dew.
Wow. They got rid of all the vowels.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they do now.
Mm-ton.
They get rid of the vowels, and that's cool. Okay.
Is it like, so you can put it on a license plate? You can have vowels on a license plate, but they take up room. But if somebody had like MTNDEW, like 6'9" or something like that, like,
yeah,
that would be the coolest.
I
007 MTNDEW.
I'm fairly certain that this was a typography problem and somebody somewhere was like designing a logo or doing something and they're like, damn it, there's just too many letters. Well, I'll just drop all the vowels out and we'll see how that looks. Oh, that looks super cool and hipster. And then that was a thing and it's still a thing. I think it's been a little overused personally.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, more power to them. I don't drink Mountain Dew. So
I like a good diet Mountain Dew every once in a while.
I know.
you know, because like I'm watching my figure and whatnot. And, like, I don't want to drink too much sugar.
Yeah.
Except for my Golden State Cider. 100% fresh pressed West Coast apples.
I also am trying to watch my figure, and all that I do is watch it get bigger. But anyway, but I don't like Mountain Dew. Like, I would never choose it as a choice for soda. So I'm more of a Coke person, you know?
Yeah, you're kind of straight ahead.
I'm a cherry Pepsi, actually, kind of person.
I'm a cherry Pepsi. That's fucking weird, man. Nobody's a cherry Pepsi.
Hey, man. Yeah, somebody's got to do it. That's me.
Somebody's got to take the hit and drink this cherry Pepsi.
Oh, no.
Well, you get that diet delicious. Cherry Pepsi.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it's not as delicious as Golden State Cider. Well, yeah. I mean, I noticed that you're very businesslike this evening.
Yes. I'm very businesslike a lot.
That's just because you're all work and no play.
That's right. I mean, it's like 11 o'clock at night and I'm still wearing my blazer.
You're still at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still working.
Watch me work.
Did you know, babe, that I have a bod for sin and a head for business? Have you ever heard about that?
I feel like I know that you have a bod for sin.
Except that I don't feel guilty about it, though. So maybe I should rephrase that.
Well, is there a negative connotation there?
Sin?
Well, sin. I mean, everybody knows that's bullshit, right?
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, you can be a complete monster and it's totally fine, right?
No. No.
That's what I was counting on.
No.
Going to hell.
Anyway, I love that line. That's from Working Girl. Speaking of work.
Oh. Oh, that is from Working Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And speaking of work, did you know that we worked so hard on this podcast that we have earned 4 whole dollars? And you said we wouldn't make any money. Shame on you. Shame on you for being so negative.
Well, you know, yeah, maybe it's my negativity. I put the wrong vibe out there.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
How are we going to get these sponsors? Like,
yeah, I mean,
Melon Mountain Dew and whatever.
Golden State Cider. Nobody's talking to us. Like, get on the, you know, get at me.
Right.
Get at me, Mitten Dew.
Mitten?
Mitten Dew.
Mitten. It sounds like mittens.
Mitten Dew? They still spell it out when you go to the URL.
Of course they do. I mean, nobody's going to type in MNT.com. I mean, that's probably already taken. It's probably a mountain bike company or something.
If it's not, it should be.
Who? Maybe I'll buy it and then I'll sell it on the minted NFT sites.
The monster web.
How's that going, by the way?
Oh,
I heard you had some cryptocurrency blues not too long ago.
Yeah, man. Well, so I don't know. People were talking about cryptos and stuff like that, and I've dabbled a little bit. I didn't get in early, but I got in, you know, a few years ago. So, like, it's kind of fun and everything.
And just you know, full disclosure, we're not investing thousands of dollars in cryptocurrency. We're like very small players here.
Yeah, extremely small. Just it's just FYI. For fun just or whatever. Fun. But I think it's neat technology, and I'd love to see something like that be... something like Bitcoin or whatever be, you know, a way that you can like kind of like be your own bank. Maybe. I think that'd be cool.
It's got lots of potential to do all kinds of weird stuff,
but yeah definitely. And all that NFT bullshit and all that stuff. We've been looking into all that, but so that's one of the things that I've been furiously working on is getting my tech together to get farming on a different new cryptocurrency.
Well, before you get into that, I want to know what was it about this process that made you so down in the dumps, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, okay, that's the thing. Like with kind of the original cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum and stuff like that, they're all based on this proof of work concept or whatever that is very resource intensive, apparently. And yeah, and so like it takes a lot of computing power and stuff like that, which translates to big like problems with like the carbon footprint of Bitcoin mining, and like basically the whole blockchain, like, you know, uses as much power as like a whole country.
I mean, who would have thought that something that generates billions of dollars would use so much energy? I mean, all these other things that generate billions of dollars hardly use any energy at all.
Yeah, it seems like it should be energy free, right? Yeah. So I don't know. So anyway, a lot of people have been talking about that. I've been reading up on it, stuff like that. And, you know, I went from being kind of enthusiastic and like, oh, this is cool, this is cool, I'm checking this out. To like having them, you know, your dick got kicked into the dirt. Cryptocurrency, you know, carbon footprint blues, man.
The heaviness of it all.
The heaviness.
Yeah.
Of it all.
The flip side.
Yeah, and it's gotcha. Like, it's frustrating because like it's like, man, you almost can't do anything. It seems like everything you do has a consequence. You know.
I find this to be true. I think everything I've done has not only had like an equal and opposite reaction, but like a double. And sometimes not even opposite. A parallel reaction. Sometimes very strange things happen when you do stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, doing stuff is like what we do, right? You know, so there's a lot of shit. It's like, God, okay, am I gonna like drive to work? Like, I guess I shouldn't. I don't have to drive to work, so that's a really bad example. But like to the gym.
Should you drive your like skateboard from the kitchen into the front room where your computer is?
You know, like I'm thinking about barbecuing tomorrow, so I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna use the barbecue that's gonna release all this, you know, all this shit into the atmosphere or whatever. It's like just to burn up some meat.
You're turning and into then this meat.
And then this meat. Of course, it used up a bunch of resources, right?
Of course,
right?
It did.
Anyway, yeah, it kind of bummed me out, and like, whatever, it doesn't matter.
I mean,
can't stop it. We're gonna stop? You know, oh, they're really successful at like stopping cars from, you know, being widely accepted and adopted or whatever.
Yeah,
is that a reason to like just go along with it? I don't know, man, but like. I don't want to be left behind, man. I'm a futurist and my only critic.
Wow. Wow, that's heavy, man.
Yeah.
I am a poet and a genius. Did you know?
I do know. I bestowed that crown upon you.
So I think like I had to make a decision a long time ago about all that stuff. Basically, if you are alive and you are a person, you are going to be ruining something. Pretty much every day. So you have to figure out what is it that you really want to ruin, you know, and just go with that. And not try to ruin every single thing that you come into contact with. And, you know, moderate your behavior as much as is, like, you know, reasonable.
Yeah, man. Living life, you know, uses resources.
Yeah.
And so it's like we want to always make all the smartest decisions we can.
That's right.
And everything. Think globally, act locally, and all this. Recycle, yeah. Reduce, reuse.
I like all those things. And
I guess recycling is totally fucked now, by the way. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. I mean, so anything that you can think of can just like take you down the rabbit hole.
Did you know that this is a comedy podcast?
Yeah. And that leads us to our next guest. We actually were very excited to have this young lady on, Miss Greta Thunberg.
Oh my gosh, you're the worst. All right. I think it's time to change the subject. What do you think?
Sure.
I mean, I'm with you on all that. It is heavy.
Anyway. So the chia.
The chia?
Have I talked about the chia?
No.
So anyway, like I'm getting into this other cryptocurrency and I'm getting that set up. But well, it's easier on the environment.
See, you made a nice choice.
Fuck.
And why don't you give us an update on how that's going next week? Because it's just starting.
It has just begun.
The gears are just now turning. So I don't want to give it too much away.
Yeah, it took me like a week.
Well, it was complicated.
To get it up and running. But man, I made some progress today. And that was part of the madness, you know?
I witnessed it. Yeah. Yeah, you get in the clickety clack, and you do definitely get off. You get off the goddamn track, way off. Yeah. So like we now on the flip side of work, okay, we do like make an effort to actually like do something sort of relaxing or fun or just like veg out at least once a day, okay? Because like I used to do this thing where I just like work from morning until bedtime. And, you know, I've realized that that's not living. So now I indulge in many frivolities. So one of those things is, you know, we've been watching the Real World reunion or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
New York.
Homecoming. The Real World Homecoming. New York.
The New York edition, the original cast.
Yeah.
And
30 years later, almost.
I think we mentioned this in another episode, but we just finished it. Like, it's over. We watched all the episodes. And
only six.
There was only six. But I think they were only together for a week, so that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, maybe even less than that. Who knows?
But it was actually really satisfying, and I really enjoyed it, and I did not expect to enjoy it at all. And now that it's done, I'm like, what now?
Yeah. I mean, it sort of has brought it full. It's almost like, to me, it feels like the Real World opened the door on the original Real World opened the door on, you know, reality TV.
Yeah.
Like created the genre almost.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, I think that was the first thing. And I feel like the door hasn't been closed, but it's like somebody who went to like the Real World University came back and like gave like the speech at like the commencement speech or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like very encouraging and everything, but it just like stamped. There's like a stamp with authority on this thing. Like
it's over.
Fucking closed it out, man.
It's done. I mean, that's kind of what it feels like to me too. Of course I know that there's like all kinds of reality TV that's still happening. I mean, like Hello, The Bachelor is still on. Barf. But anyway, so of course they're going to just max out whatever they can do. All these different shows that have had success. I mean, that's what they do. But I mean, like the original Kardashians show is over. I don't really think they're doing any new Real World ever. I mean, like I do kind of.
Sounds like there were like recent seasons of the Real World.
There was like maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Oh, it seemed. Yeah, I guess I was thinking maybe closer or more recently. But I mean, Jesus Christ, we just got rid of that president. He was a reality.
Yeah. Exactly. He was a reality star. A big reason. Yeah, he was a reality, all right. Reality. Elected. You know, so reality TV like is a powerful thing. Anyway, I kind of feel like, wow, that was interesting. That was like an interesting experiment that really actually, as much as I would like to not admit it, I think it did influence me.
Oh yeah. Big time, man.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it either. But, you know, looking back at it,
yeah,
and looking back at the footage that they had in there,
yep,
and like, you know, they dredged up some of the conversations and like they're, you know, like people got into it about shit. Somebody left, you know, like it was really, I don't know, just compelling and interesting, yeah, to see like where these people are at today and like, you know, who's like grown and changed and stuff like that and who hasn't. In, you know, interesting ways or whatever.
I think the other thing for me was like, I always felt like the people on the show when I watched it as a kid, you know, were so much older than me. But they weren't. They were really only like,
you know, five or six years older.
Yeah, 5 to 10 maybe.
But that's such a huge difference when you're like 14 or 13 or something to see somebody who's 19.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit, they're an adult.
Yeah.
That, you know, they've probably like had sex. Well, maybe you haven't.
I mean, I was 12 when this came out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I guess I was 14 maybe.
Yeah.
But no, I wasn't 14. I was 13. You fucking idiot.
I didn't say you were 14.
No, I'm talking to myself. Oh my god, that waveform is out of control.
Oh, look what you did. Yeah, squirrels.
But I think the thing about the real world and this homecoming thing, yeah, it just made me realize how much I fucking loved it when it came out.
Yep.
And I watched like every episode multiple times of like New York City. Was LA the second one? Or was San Francisco the second one?
I think San Francisco was second. LA was third.
Yeah.
And then Seattle.
Those three. I watched Seattle too.
Super into Seattle.
Were you?
I was so into that one.
I'm sure I would recognize like the people or whatever, but I can't think of them. But I can I can remember faces and, you know, like what people looked like for the other three or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, man, it was it was the best.
Yeah. And I loved New York so much that like seeing all the things that they did in New York was really fun.
And then you went there a few years later, right? For your school.
I went there the next year.
Oh, really? The next year? Mm-hmm. 93?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, it was 94. I guess it was 94. It was the first year that they tried to bomb the World Trade Center. So I guess that was 94. So a couple of years later. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I just was like so enamored with like their... you know, like their lifestyle, like living in a New York apartment, all that stuff, you know. They had the cool aquarium, you know, I was super into aquariums. They had a great chain. Hello, I've modeled my life for this dumb show. Anyway, here we are. But I really thought the funny thing to me was that when I was a kid, I thought Becky was like this really cool, kind of like fashionable, sophisticated person. I think mostly that was just like the way she did her hair and makeup and her clothes. Not so much what she was talking about. And of course, I thought Eric was cute, you know, and all that. But the rest of them, I was kind of like, meh. Like those two were the only ones that I was really into.
Oh, really? Eric and...
Uh-huh. And Becky.
Becky. Huh.
Yeah. And the rest of them were just kind of like supporting cast or something in my
Seriously?
Mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Eric definitely is like the star, but like I would put, what's the Alabama girl?
Yeah. Gosh, I forgot her name.
Jesus Christ.
We just watched that.
I'm fucking brain dead. Oh, the computer stole all my brain.
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah, the girl from the South.
Yeah.
Yeah. She ended up being the star. I mean, like, but I think I was kind of like rejecting that at that time. I was like, I'm not into this.
Oh, because of the South?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
You're like, I'm not with that.
I'm not with that, dude. I'm not down with that.
I've been there. You hadn't been there yet. No, you had.
No, I had. I had been there, but only to Arkansas. And then the next year, I got the full experience of the full South.
I think Arkansas counts.
I think it does. Yeah, that's a good long way into the South. So anyway, I won't spoil it for anybody, but Becky is not my hero anymore. And anyway...
Yeah, I think if you're looking for your heroes in the real world, then you know, you got to look to somebody like Eric.
Totally.
Not from back then, but now. Yeah. I was really like kind of surprised. I mean, I'd heard, you know, the story, the Eric Nies story of like, you know, having all the drug problems and shit and then becoming some spiritual like kind of guru almost or something, like not that, but that kind of,
yeah,
living in Taos, just like draped like, draped in turquoise.
He seemed like a real cool dude.
He seemed great, man. Yeah. You know, and like it was, yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, I'm just like, I don't know, It felt strangely sort of emotional. But how can you get emotional about reality TV?
I don't know, man. I got emotional listening to and watching Bjork at that fucking, on that
greeny-ass
YouTube Free Tibet thing.
Like yeah, I said. I know. What, are we just turn into a just softies or something?
A couple of straight up bitches.
Well, I mean, I'm already there no matter what, you know?
Yeah. I mean it in like the you know, just like soft.
Soft.
Yeah, like we're just like, you know, wimps.
Yeah, I got it. Uh-huh.
We're soft, sir. We're 10 ply.
You're 10 ply, bud.
Your spare parts, bud.
It's my job to judge, bud. When are you going to make my meme? I am waiting.
Dude, you know what's really frustrating is I made it, and yeah. I think I deleted it.
Why?
Well, I made it like that night. You're like, no, don't make it. It's going to take you forever. I fucking busted it out just on my phone, and then I don't know where it is.
Well,
I don't know where I am.
Well, you know what? You did a good job, but you used the wrong font. All I wanted to do to change was the font, and it was all good.
All I want to do is change that font.
Anyway.
It's jukebox time at Team Bay.
I'll give you my markup later, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
So, I would like to talk about the song of the week. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man. Okay. I'm ready and waiting.
And you know what? You picked the song.
I did?
Yeah. This is your song.
Well, you found it, right? Oh, no. Oh, no. So this is one that we discovered, I guess, like we were rewatching Betty, the show on HBO that we told you guys to watch.
Which is also set in New York.
Yeah, duh, man. And like fucking I was listening to it and it has some good songs in the soundtrack. And like this one came on, I think, in the fourth or fifth episode, you know, the end credits or whatever. And yeah, man, it just spoke to me, man.
Captured your mind.
It did, yeah. And it goes along with, we decided after like, you know, kind of paying attention to the lyrics and thinking about what she said that it fits.
It does.
With the all work and no play theme, right?
It sure does. Yeah. How? She talks a lot about the work week, you know, and the work and then, you know, the work week being over and getting to the weekend.
Escape on Friday, get caught on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. And you've only got these 2 days.
5 and 2.
To make it happen.
Yeah. You know, it's like the ultimate weekend warrior.
Yeah.
Jam or whatever, but it's cool. What is it? Cool. What's it called? It's called some shit. I can't even fucking pronounce this lady's name. Nabiha Iqbal. Zone 1 to 6,000 is the name of the song.
It's really random, but I love that. Like, I love discovering stuff.
We'll have it
like
on
super
the
random.
You know, we'll have it on the billboard in Times Square.
We will make a playlist for the season. It's not out yet, though. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll have to like congeal your own playlist along the way if you care.
I mean, if you want to find this though, just call me up. I'll tell you the name. I'll spell it for you.
Well, you can call us. Actually, we do have a button.
We do?
Yeah.
What does it do?
You can leave us a message.
Oh, that's how we're getting all those messages.
Yeah, on Anchor.
Oh. Good deal, man.
I know, right?
That's cool.
So I'm also going to post a link to this video as well, because it's kind of a funny video. But like,
it's cool, it's dreamy, it's
a
monotone.
Great song for like a fashion show. It's very like it's very New York. That's what I like about it. It's like very much New York style.
Is it New York or is it London, man?
To me, it's more New York. I know she's British, but like, I don't know. There's something about it. Something about that sort of like, it's like LCD Sound System sort of like.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a very dry and straight ahead. But
yeah, kind of driving.
Mm-hmm. But it's good. And it'd be a great song to work to.
Oh, hey. Yeah, man. So we're currently in the midst of our 2-day escape.
Ugh, I know.
Unfortunately, we only get one of those days to escape together.
That's such a bummer.
And it was today, wasn't it?
It was today.
Wasn't
it? It sure was. Yeah. I mean, 2 days is not enough.
No.
So
some country in the EU just like approved the 4-day work week, I think.
I like the sound of that.
So we're whittling it down. I'm sure the USA is going to get on board with that like pretty quick. Like it'll probably go like Spain, Portugal, France, like fucking.
No, it's not.
Luxembourg it's or not. Something like that. And then like the US will be like, oh, fuck it.
Oh, sure.
The whole continent is going this way. We can feel it. We're going to get on board with this. Just in the same way that, you know, we're on board with like making sure everybody has health care.
You know how you take 3 days off a week? You just don't answer the phone.
Oh, man, you should write a book.
Yeah, don't tell my boss I said that.
I won't spill the beans, my baby.
So on the, okay, so now time for some play. Okay, we've had enough work. All right, let's wrap this up with some play. Okay?
Finally, we get to play a little bit.
Okay, cheers to play.
Cheers.
So I have a funny bolo this week.
Oh, bolo. Be on the lookout.
Yeah, be on the lookout. Okay, yeah. If you're not familiar with bolo.
Yeah.
This week, I want everybody to be on the lookout for millennial tie-dye. Are you all on this trend? Because, like, it drives me crazy.
Shitty tie-dye?
Real shitty tie-dye.
Is sort of like the tie-dye, like, I mean, I think you would probably agree. I'm ready for the double leg takedown if you don't. But like the shitty tie dye you made like in the late 90s for like some of the shit that we had.
Yeah. Like I thought I went through this like very hippy dippy moment right about the time we got together. I don't know if you remember this. I was like very into beads.
And I remember beads.
Not wearing a bra.
I remember that.
No makeup. I mean, there was a lot of hippie-ish activities going on. Yeah. And one of those things was, I was like, oh, I'm in a tie-dye.
Lots of incense burning.
Yeah. Definitely had the incense. Yeah. At patchouli. I was like on a trip. So
you had a rain stick.
I did.
And you would dance around in the yard or
that
whatever.
Was you.
I didn't have a rain stick.
Who did I?
Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so I tie-dyed a whole bunch of stuff because I was convinced that like mixing like purple and green and like maroon or something was going to make this amazing, beautiful design.
Brilliant color, right?
So I dyed my t-shirts and all my sheets and something else, like a blanket, and all the same color. And like when I took it out of the dye and like hung it up on the clothesline, I was like, oh my God, this looks like barf.
It just like, looked like drab.
Yeah.
Sort of like.
So drab and just so ugly. Like the colors like bled together and just made brown. Like it just looks like poop. So anyway, I ruined all that stuff. But I was like too proud to admit it. So I used it. And I wore that shirt a lot. And in fact, we have a picture of us together. In that beautiful shirt.
Yeah.
So I just was like under the assumption that like I was the only one that had fucked up the tie-dye and that wasn't like a trend. That was just like people who don't know how to tie-dye do this thing where they mix the wrong colors together. Well, apparently this is like a desirable thing. So now in order to like, you know, feel like you're really cool, not only do you need 90s tie-dye, okay, which is like a throwback to 60s tie-dye.
But like, was all tie-dye just shitty like that and nobody realized it? Okay. There was actual like brilliantly colored, distinct.
But during grunge, there was a lot of like tie-dye with bleach. Like where you take black clothes and you tie them up like tie-dye, but you bleach them. And so then they get this like black, white, brown thing, which I kind of like that. But, you know, a lot of people also just don't understand how tie-dye, so you end up with just these like kind of
sort of like a Jersey cow
washed out kind of just nothing colors. And so anyway, this is like the hot thing. So, I mean, if you really want to be cool and you want to like impress your friends, get like a sweatshirt that costs like $300 and someone has very unfortunately tie-dyed it And I'm like, be on the lookout because this is a waste of money, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can do this at home.
If you like it, like, you should look into what, like, good tie-dye looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess, but I guess, like, probably all the star children out there listening right now and watching, maybe they think that looks great.
They do. They love it. They're like, I got to have my oversized sweatshirt and my joggers and smoke a blunt with, like, my Adidas hat turned backwards and my dad, like, Nikes that are all white high tops. And, like, I'm chilling. And I get it. Like, I want to chill, too. But, like, dude, this is not the way. Anyway, I'll post a link to my favorite find on that.
Please do.
I will.
I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah, it's good. It's a real goodie. So anyway, you'll know. I'll be on the lookout for it. When I see it, I will point at people.
Yeah.
Like, there it is.
I mean, isn't that just a weird thing about fashion though too? Like, sometimes I remember so many things that are just like long running trends. Where, like, the first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, I know. You get so confused.
Or not even the first time, but, like, for years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
why?
Why are you wearing shitty tie-dye? Why are you wearing, like, weird high-waisted jeans from the early 90s or whatever?
I'm wearing those now.
I know, because you have to.
Well,
it's
yeah.
Like, what are you going to wear, like, jeans that people wore, like, 15 years ago or whatever? You'd look like a fucking idiot. You'd
look
like you're trying to be Britney Spears or something.
Did you know that the low-waisted jean is back?
It has to be.
It's time. It's coming back. And Juicy. Juicy Couture sweatsuits and low-waisted. So just wait.
Now, I mean, this should be a surprise to no one, but and it's not to me, but it's like, yeah. So like, what fucking took so long?
So I'm wearing these mom jeans now because, like, my ass is so big that it would really look unfortunate packed into low-waisted jeans. You know what I mean? I'm like, I have
like
to like
Bratz jeans or something.
Some like coverage, you know?
They're good for the coverage.
Yeah.
I guess. Oh, we watched like that SNL with the classic like mom jeans sketch on it not too long ago. And it was like, oh, like everybody actually wears those.
I know. Like, completely. Like, I have legitimately seen girls out there with like the horrible pleats in the whole business,
like,
and
the
elastic.
Button flat, like with, you know, pocket. I don't even know if it was a pocket, but like.
Yes. Whew. And it's, in all seriousness, it's not a joke.
Yeah.
So it's gone. It's met its end because it's gone to the extreme.
It's met its maker.
So I'm really looking forward to the early 2000s.
Yeah, so like we're going to have what? Like white like jumpsuits and
just
stuff
wait,
and
dude.
Like cowboy hats and
we're halfway
I'm thinking
there.
Of or like the all denim like Justin and Brittany thing or whatever.
We're already doing the crop tops. Okay, so crop tops are already happening. You just got to shorten down the pants, right? Get that really short rise on the pants.
With like a flared.
With the flare. Oh, yeah.
Like, is that there too?
Platform. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Platform shoes.
It's like Clueless?
No.
No? That's 90s.
That was pre low-waisted jeans. I mean, they had the low-waisted mini skirts.
Yeah, yeah.
You never saw them wear jeans, though. So.
Jeans were fucking played out. At that time,
jeans at that time were like gangster jeans.
Oh,
yeah. Anyway,
gotta
are you
love
excited?
Fashion. I'm so excited.
Maybe I'll get a Juicy Couture sweatsuit finally. You know,
finally.
I really wanted one.
I think you should get one. I think I'm gonna get you one
for
Festivus.
Oh, that'd be great. And then you know, it's nice and stretchy, so it will cover. The junk in the trunk situation. By Christmas, I'll be skinny as a rail, though, you know? I'm sure. I'm so sure.
What is that? That's your goal?
No. No, no. Okay. Skinny as a rail for me is like, well, you know, 10 pounds less than this.
Well, I mean, babe, I don't want you covering up that jock, man.
You don't? Do you want me to wear a thong?
I mean, not necessarily.
A thong bikini?
Oh, like on the beach?
Oh, yeah, man.
Like the full butt cheek?
Yeah. Full butt cheek on each side. What do you think?
That's so weird.
Someday I'm going to do that, and I'm going to get my nails done, and I'm going to have my acrylic nails and my thong bikini bottom. Oh, just wait. Just wait till these kids are out of the house for good, dude. Just wait.
Just you wait.
That is going to be horrifying.
And that is a promise to you, Team Babe listeners and viewers.
Yeah.
Just you wait.
Yeah.
Because we'll be here.
Oh, yeah. 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 We'll take care of business.
Yeah, man. Well, if I'm going to hang out with anybody in a assless
environment,
bikini situation, assless bikini, they call them assless like chaps, right?
When, yeah. Nobody calls it an assless bikini.
What do they call that?
A bikini.
A bikini. A butt.
A bikini.
A butt-kini? No. They don't call it anything else? There's not, because there's bikinis that cover more of the cheek.
A G-string?
Okay. Is that like some, what's the French thing? Is it like a high-waisted thing?
High cut.
High cut? Okay. Anyway, I'm getting a little off target here, but if I'm going to hang out with anybody with their butt flaps hanging out like that, babe, it's going to be you.
Well, that is true, because if you hang out with somebody with their butt flaps out and it's not me, I'll kill you.
Dude, I would be respectful. I wouldn't be looking at no butt flaps.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, even I have to look at people's butt flaps.
Well, you know? I mean, you're just looking around, so you might see butt flaps, but it's like you're not going to be like, oh, yes, this is the best day of my life.
Unless you're on the grind, right?
That's right. Bringing it back to Eric Nice style. Yo, yo, yo. That's Eric Nice at the grind.
A good job. Anyway, so thanks, babe. I'm going to see you on the beach with my butt flaps out in the sunshine.
Yeah.
And thanks for, providing some play in addition to all the work.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help bring just that little bit of balance to the force, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, yeah, babe, I love you.
Love you, too.
This episode of the Team Babe podcast was produced by Robin Fader
and Jason Fader
in our home studio in Redding, California,
with original music written and recorded by Jason Fader.
If you love this episode, tell a friend and please consider subscribing on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like all of them.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and share. Find out more on our website at teambabe.life. And follow us on all social media at Team Babe Podcast.
Thanks for listening. It was good for us.
We hope it was good for you too.